This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough
is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Hey, welcome aboard. It's Saturday night. Glad you're with us. Yes, thank you for being here. Ainsley Earhart is here tonight, my friends. We're going to talk about her brand new book and what's life like on the couch with those two wild and crazy guys. Also, Bree Payton in hour number two. It's a big, big show. I hope you will be here for the full 2 hours tonight. We've got so much to get to. There's even some breaking news, and when there is breaking news on the weekend, you know the KMC is going to be all over it, because one of the things I do all week long is breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. So that's what we do here at Radio Night Live as well. I'm so thrilled to be with you tonight. Thank you for putting me in such a good mood. I'm in such a good mood. Yeah, there you go. I'm in such a good mood. How good of a mood are you? Because I'm wearing my Christmas peppermint shirt tonight. See, if you're watching by way of radio, you don't get to see this. There's all this fun stuff that you miss out on, like, you know, my wardrobe of choice. But tonight it's my Christmas peppermint polo button-down. And the reason it's my Christmas peppermint polo button-down is because, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to a matching gift of one of my very dear sponsors, we have surpassed the one-third mark, the 33% mark of all of the slaves that we were trying to liberate by Christmas of this year. I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you more about that coming up tonight. But I'm really, really pumped. We is a great first month, and we're just going to continue to see good things happen. But thank you to Kelly. Thank you to everyone that has given a gift so far. And if you haven't yet and would like to, what we are trying to do this Christmas season is help liberate human slaves from the Sudan. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. $250 supplies the cattle shot and all the supplies that are needed to actually engage the slave owner in the complete liberation. They are escorted back to South Sudan to rejoin life with their family. And I heard a story today, friend, of a mother. The husband and the son have been freed, but the mother has not yet been freed. And if we don't do anything else tonight, I'd like to at least get that taken care of. So 888-342-1010. You'll hear me talk about it more coming up. Now, the breaking news today. You know, this last week we had two big scandals that rocked the Hillary Clinton Democratic Party establishment. Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch team. One is that you had Hillary Clinton suddenly be discovered that she was trading influence and access at the State Department for basically cutting uranium deals if the country that needed the deal would pay her charity, the Clinton Foundation, and her husband, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
If she would pay them, if they would pay them millions of dollars, then she would sign off on selling 20% of our uranium supplies to our sworn enemy in Russia. That's really fun, right? That we just hand over here. Here's 20% of our uranium supplies. You can just have it. Just pay Bill a $500,000.
That's so cool.
And then make sure you make a big donation to the Clinton Foundation. Well, that was one scandal that kind of rocked. And now three investigative committees have opened up investigations into this. But in addition to that, we found out that the core piece of evidence that the Robert Mueller Independent Counsel investigation has been going off of, this now disgraced and debunked dossier that is out there, was actually funded and researched and provided for by the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign specifically. Their coffers coughed up the money. They hired the legal firm that hired the investigative firm, the Fusion GPS, and then they hired Christopher Steele, who went out and just talked to people and wrote down anything they said, and didn't matter how crazy or untrue it was, it went into the dossier. Some 17 essays in the dossier, 12 of which have been roundly debunked, and there's been no confirmation that there's any truth in the other five that remain. So it's a very interesting dilemma that Hillary Clinton finds herself in, which is why when CNN busts out the big news last night that Robert Mueller is now ready to drop an indictment on the Trump collusion scandal with Russia, I find it pretty fascinating. Here's how CNN went down with it just last night. Roll that tape from CNN.
It is a landmark moment in the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Sources briefed on the matter say a federal grand jury in Washington approved the first charges in the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. A spokesman for the special counsel's office declined to comment. The indictments are sealed, but plans are underway for anyone charged to be taken into custody as soon as Monday.
When you see a sealed indictment like this, it almost always happens for one reason. There's a fear that the defendant is going to flee the jurisdiction.
Mueller wants to send a signal to other prospective defendants. If this person who has been indicted or persons are facing 20 to 40 to 50 years for whatever these crimes are, related to collusion or not, there are others who may be subject to similar charges who have further knowledge about dealings with Russia.
The special counsel's investigation focused on potential collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, as well as obstruction of justice by the president, who might have tried to impede the investigation. CNN reported that investigators are scrutinizing the president and his associates' financial ties to Russia.
This is what we've been waiting for, to see if investigators will bring charges in this probe that even impacts the president to a degree, because investigators have been looking at his potential involvement in obstruction of justice. You see him tweeting about it, calling it a witch hunt, a hoax, saying that it's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Mueller's team has also examined foreign lobbying conducted by former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and others. The special counsel has issued subpoenas for documents and testimony to a handful of figures, including some people close to Manafort and others involved in the Trump Tower meeting between Russians and campaign officials.
And this may be an indication that he's not trying to show his hand, because he doesn't want people to be able to either conceal evidence, destroy evidence. It may be the reason that he was able to do a surprise, no-knock-and-announce warrant on Paul Manafort's home. There is an urgency that Robert Mueller is seeing, and it may be a slight risk. It may also be because there are some missing pieces.
All right, so that was CNN reporting on the expected handing down of an indictment on Monday. Now, here's the really interesting thing. Are you ready for this? You ready for this? The Mueller people know that Mueller is compromised in both the dossier story and the Uranium One story because he has ties to the FBI. And it appears that the FBI was one of the organizing forces that were helping advance both of those causes at different times. In fact, if Mueller was head of the FBI back when the uranium issue went through, he would be grossly compromised in being able to deal with that objectively. So there's been speculation. Shouldn't Mueller step down? I mean, you hear what the potential charges are in his indictment, and they have not produced any evidence of that publicly on any of those fronts at all. I will be interested to see what they actually do if they actually do indict someone on Monday, what they come up with. But then there's this little tidbit that we're going to try to sneak in before the break. The Daily Caller uncovered something about CNN, Mueller, and Fusion GPS. Take a look.
The Wall Street Journal's editorial board is accusing Democrats and the Beltway media of ignoring questions raised about the Trump dossier and the firm behind the infamous and uncorroborated documents, Fusion GPS. The dossier, which Steele began working on after being hired by Fusion GPS last June, has become a centerpiece of the ongoing investigation into possible Trump campaign collusion with Russian operatives. Fusion was working for an ally of Hillary Clinton's when it hired Steele to look into Trump's activities in Russia. The result was a 35-page dossier consisting of 17 memos. Fusion GPS has maintained close ties to reporters at the major news outlets, not just the Trump-Russia story, but for other investigations conducted for corporate and political clients.
All right, so one of the media outlets that Fusion GPS has very close connections to is CNN, who happens to get the leak from the Mueller people that they're going to make arrests in the Trump collusion on Monday. Friends, something really continues to stink here, and it's that we have all of this evidence that doesn't seem to add up to much of anything on the Trump side. And if he comes up with something, you know, if General Flynn or one of them ends up, you know, doing some jail time for what they did, that doesn't prove that Trump tried to rig the election via, you know, some connection to Russia. But it is documented again and again now that Hillary had in-depth connections to Russia, and she paid for the research for the dossier that Mueller is basing his investigation on now. That dossier has been largely debunked, and it was sourced and paid for by the other political party. Robert Mueller's investigation should be wrapped up rather soon. It's an embarrassment that he is still in that post, and he should do the honorable thing and step aside. Anyway, we'll get you more details on that as we go along. Hey, coming up next, she helps wake you up on Fox and Friends every day. The lovely Ainsley Earhart is with us next here on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you call.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away, because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today. 10-10.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Welcome to New York. Glad to have you with us on a Saturday night. It's a busy one, and we're staying right here, safe and sound. It's going to be kind of wet, chilly, cold for the rest of the weekend. I want to say a big thank you to my friend Rob Davis, who got me some tickets for Hamilton. I'm actually see that this weekend for the first time, and that's going to be kind of fun. But my next guest, I'm really pleased to have with us because she's one of the few people at Fox, as I've walked the hallways, that I've never been interviewed by her on her show. Nor has she ever been interviewed here on my show, and I thought it would be a good time to change that. Her name is Ainsley Earhart. She is with you every single weekday morning on Fox News with the couch with Steve and Brian, and she does such a great job. And Ainsley, I thought, you know, it's about time we at least get one of us on the other one's show. What do you think?
I'm glad we're changing that.
Well, it's about time. Now, how long have you been on Fox and Friends?
I've been on Fox and Friends for a year and a half. I've worked at Fox for 10.5 years.
Right.
But I got the job when Elizabeth Hasselbeck decided she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And so that was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So I was thinking it was just under 2 years, so I wasn't far off. What changed in your life when you went from being, because you were doing general reporting assignments, if I remember correctly, and then all of a sudden you're doing early mornings every day, 5 days a week. How'd your life change?
Well, it actually got better because I got an hour more sleep. So I was doing general reporting for Sean Hannity's show.
Right.
And I had a segment, Ainsley Across America. And then I got the job. I was doing the overnight shift. So I was, you know, staying up all night and sleeping during the day. And I did that for 7 years at Fox.
You were doing the news breaks in the tops and bottoms of the hour. There you go.
Exactly. And then I ended up getting the 5 a.m. show when we launched that show. We decided we wanted to be live even earlier than the 6 a.m. show.
Uniquely titled Fox and Friends first.
Exactly. So I was so wonderful to launch that show. So I was the anchor of that show for a few years. So I'd do the overnights and then stay and anchor that show, and then I would go home.
Yeah.
And then I started just doing that exclusively Monday through Friday, and filling in whenever they needed me to. But so with the 6 a.m. show, Fox and Friends, I got to sleep in an hour more. And to be honest with you, waking up at 3 is a lot easier than waking up at 2.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I worked morning drive for enough years early on in my career.
You get it.
I totally do. Well, you've written this beautiful book, Through Your Eyes, My Child's Gift to Me, and I want to talk about it in just a second. But I want to get your thought on a couple of things. You've had some great access to the president because you've done some exclusive interviews that Fox has had. And I'm just curious, as you report on the news on a daily basis, even if it's kind of in the fun setting of being on the couch with those two crazy guys, what's your feeling about where President Trump is here almost a year into his first term?
Well, you know, he's not the traditional. You can't use the word tradition when it comes to Donald Trump because he's just, they say, the new sheriff in town, and he truly is that. And so he's criticized a lot for tweeting so much or for some of the things that he might say. But there's a whole other sect of our country that loves that and loves the fact that he can bypass the mainstream media and he can say whatever he wants to on Twitter. He can correct the record. If the media heard him say one thing and he says that's not true, I said this or I meant this. And so it's, you know, times have changed.
Yeah.
Where politicians are going to social media and interacting with their constituents. And it's pretty fascinating to watch this and to live through this because I've never seen anything like it before. But Donald Trump has been on our show way before he announced that he was going to be president or run for president. When he was on The Apprentice, he would come on our show every Monday and talk about it. And he was such a fun character and someone that was, you know, easy to talk to and someone that we always enjoyed having on the show. His interviews were always colorful and entertaining and our audience loved him. And so then when he announced that he was going to run for president, we were all, you know, not expecting that and all shocked, but he did already have that relationship with us. So I think that helped when it came, you know, when he is elected,
sure.
We have access to him that I might not have had with other presidents.
Well, I'm pretty doggone sure that you've got a more fair and balanced approach to how you cover him, and that probably works in your favor as well.
Well, we just want to be accurate, you know, and we want to tell the story. And he'll correct us if we're wrong, and I want him to. I want him to say, you know, Ainsley, you got that off, or this is actually what it is. He's never had to do that, but if I ever made a mistake or he thought I was spewing out fake news, I would want him to tell me.
Yeah. Well, and he's not afraid. So that's the upside of having a really outspoken president. I've actually found it to be refreshing. I'm not, you know, I'm an opinion journalist. You're a news journalist, so that I get to be a little more in the corner, so to speak. But it's been, for me personally, because I don't deal well with people that personally hide and bob and weave instead of just saying what needs to be said. And I have found his approach to turning government into that extremely refreshing. I, you know, there's probably tweets I could live without. You know, there's probably been a handful that I'd say, oh, man, why that? But I'll take that in balance to what we're getting on the policy front 10 times a week, and it's just been not even a close call for me. And that brings me to my next question real quickly because, you know, the Harvey Weinstein story has not gone away, and yet he was such an icon of the political left, and the press has hardly done anything with that. I mean, you've had the women coming out telling their story, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But you compare that to the faux outrage that they really gave around that Access Hollywood bus interview that got captured.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious,
right,
as a woman who's in journalism, how does the balance of all of that that's being covered in the news right now strike you?
Well, could you imagine if the shoe were on the other foot, if it were Donald Trump that were charged with all these allegations?
Oh,
then it would have been the headlines.
Scorched earth.
Right.
There'd be nothing left of Trump Tower.
Right,
exactly.
So, you know, the mainstream media is very biased, I believe, in the way that they choose stories to cover. You have to cover it all, and you have to cover the facts. And we did, there was a poll, I can't remember the exact numbers, but there was a poll of how many minutes each of the main networks covered on this, and it was minuscule compared to what they would have done.
Same thing with the Menendez trial. You have a major senator that's sitting on a major trial for corruption, and Fox is the only one that has even gotten a camera on the premises. Well, good job on all of that. You guys continue to lead the way in ratings, and I think it's pretty obvious as to why. Real quickly, Ainsley, actually hold that thought. We're going to come right back. We've got a lot to yet get to with you. You've written a brand new book, and we want to kind of highlight that. It's the second in a series that were inspired by your daughter, and being the, you know, new father of a daughter myself from just 3 years now, I'm kind of pumped about that. Ainsley Earhart is our guest. She is the host of Fox and Friends. You see her weekdays, Monday through Friday, on the Fox Morning Show, and we're honored to have her with us tonight. Coming up yet tonight, Bree Payton from The Federalist will be with us. You also see her all over Fox News, usually the Neil Cavuto hours, but she's going to, I think this is her second or third time in the Ladies' Lounge, so we're looking forward to that. And friends, it is Christmas even this early, even in October. We are granting the Christmas wish for human slaves that have been enslaved in northern Sudan. And if you would like to help us, I'm not letting this go. We have now crossed the 33% of our goal towards getting to all 48 of these slaves being released. And it's $250. It supplies a Novidium shot for the slave owner's cattle. There's no cash that change hands. And then the rest of that's $50 for the shot. And the rest of that helps that slave live free for the next amount of time in the south of Sudan. 888 888-
888-342-1010 to join the cause. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Here's October 27th. Find a theater at Let There Be Live Movie.
And
if you're with us tonight, what a beautiful shot if you're watching on Biz TV, Lower Manhattan, in the gorgeous World Freedom Tower, and just so glad to have that. Be here with you. Kevin McCullough, we are very, very honored to have our guest tonight. She's one of those people at Fox that when she walks around, she just brightens every room she goes into. And who could blame her? I mean, she's full of common sense. She has to put up with those two knuckleheads in the morning, Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade. And Ainsley, in all seriousness, I love both of them. They are really cool guys. They've been with me in various capacities. But it seems like you guys have a really good thing going there on the morning show.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. We really do. We have a lot of fun, and I just love our Fox family. They've been extremely supportive of me through my maternity leave and then to get the new show a year and a half ago, and then just to show me the ropes, because the guys have been on that curvy couch for 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's why.
And they haven't aged a day, which is totally sinful. Like, how does that happen?
No, I know. But we are having so much fun, and our viewers are incredible. Just so supportive.
Yeah. Now, this is the new book is called Through Your Eyes, and it's your second book. Am I correct on that?
That's correct.
And
yes, my first one.
Take Heart, My Child. And you've chosen to, you know, a lot of people write big, you know, big works. And you've come out of the gate with these beautiful children's books. What is it about this genre and this approach to storytelling that has captured your imagination?
Well, I guess being a new mom myself, I love children and I love my daughter, and I waited a long time to have children because I was so focused on my career, and just in my personal life, I just wasn't God's will for me to have kids yet. So I love being a mom. I'm so grateful. I had a miscarriage and we had a tough time getting pregnant. A lot of women go through that, and I didn't realize that at the time, but heard so many people talk to me about it, and I've written some articles about the miscarriage and the experience, and so a lot of women have been able to relate to that. Also, my mom was a school teacher for 33 years before she retired. My sister is a school teacher. She's early childhood development in Charleston, South Carolina. So I come from a family that loves children and loved children's books, and we had shelves and shelves of children's books growing up that my mother read to us. So I just had a heart for this, and I just felt like I was in church, actually, in Texas when I lived there, and I felt like God was just nudging me to write a children's book. I didn't know what it was going to be about, and I just prayed and prayed about it. And years later, I wrote a book about my dog, and I went to meet with the publishing houses, and Simon & Schuster said, "We love the book, but, you know, we watch your show. We want to know more about you." And I told them that my dad left little notes next to my cereal bowl when I was growing up, a scripture or a saying, and they said, "Oh, we're not doing the dog book. We're doing that book." So we published that book. It went straight to the New York Times bestseller list, number one, which, I mean, that is a God thing. I don't know the first thing about writing books, or didn't at the time, and he completely blessed that. He's blessed my career and given me this healthy baby girl. And I'm just in a place where I want to share that love with other people and just remind people to be thankful and that, yeah, we go through struggles and we have our ups and downs. But we just need to be grateful of this great life that we live and be appreciative of the small things. And that's what this book is about. It's called Through Your Eyes. It's everything I'm learning through the eyes of my child.
And as the father of three that are all under the age of seven, I will tell you that learning is just multiplied every time that a new one enters the equation. And my wife could speak for hours on that topic. As a man of faith myself, Ainsley, I find it incredibly refreshing that you're as honest about, you know, your honest feelings about what God was doing in your heart and life, particularly when you didn't, you know, have the initial success on having the children. If people are looking at this book, and I just have to compliment the artwork, the illustration, everything about this book is just beautiful. And friends, you need to get it Through Your Eyes, My Child's Gift to Me. What have been some of the cool lessons that your child has taught you?
Well, she taught me just to throw out the list. You know, when my brother had two babies, two twin boys, identical boys, and I have my baby, and we were talking, you know, we had all these things that we wanted. We always want to have a better life for our kids than we had, even if we had a great life. And we just threw out the list. We were like, you know, we just want our kids to be happy. His kids are smiling all the time. My little girl walks in the room and assesses the situation. She's more serious. It takes her a little while for you to see her laugh and for her to cut up. She's very talkative and very serious, and she's assessing and looking. Our brother's kids are just smiling and laughing and happy-go-lucky, and we love all of them the same.
Yeah, but, you know, I know what you're up against there, because there is that tension. You see what they have, and you see what yours isn't. My seven-year-old's the same way, Ainsley, and it's so frustrating at times. Anyway, the book is called Through Your Eyes, and I hope that you will pick it up. Ainsley Earhart is a dear, dear person for sharing this, writing it, and I hope that you will get a copy. In fact, I will just tell you, the lovely bride has been reading our copy to the baby Charlotte, and she seems to love it a great deal. So successful on every venture, Ainsley, and continued success and God's blessings in everything that you're doing. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot to get to yet tonight. The big breaking news is that Mueller is about to drop the first charges in the Trump
question. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. July. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And most important of all, use...
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Beautiful shot of Times Square tonight if you're watching on Biz TV. If you're watching by way of radio, just keep imagining the beautiful lights of Times Square. It's as magical as it sounds in your mind. Anyway, glad you're with us. Again, please get Ainsley's book. It's just a beautiful work of art, and it's the second one she's done, and I just think that your kids will be blessed, your grandkids will be blessed. Through Your Eyes is the name of it, and it's just a gorgeous piece of art, and I think that your daughter in particular will say, "Oh, Mom, read this again." So make a great gift, too, around the holidays. By the way, speaking of gift, what could be a better gift than giving someone, specifically someone, their freedom for the rest of their life? I want to introduce you to somebody. I just heard about this story today. There was a man named Athean who was South Sudanese. He was a cattle rancher. And he had moved his cattle too far to the north. And one day, a fellow by the name of Adam Borrow came and overtook him with his associates, overtook him and all of his cattle, and took him to the north and enslaved him. And there was no international recourse. There was nothing he could do, et cetera, et cetera. While in slavery, the slave master... forced him to convert to Islam. He was a Christian. Forced him to convert to Islam. He was named Muhammad Nuf after that. And then he was given a Muslim woman, so he was told, to have children with, because the way the slave traders continued to have slaves, once the international community said, you can't have slave raids anymore, is they breed them. And so a number of years ago, about 3 years ago, Athean and his son, Garang, were both freed through the efforts of Christian Solidarity International, the group we're working with. They have helped free close to 80,000 slaves since the mid-1990s. The problem was that his wife, whose name is Agol, was not released, and she is still in slavery to this day. So Adam Borrow, the slave trader, had the men released, refused to let her go, and to this day has not released her. Now, I believe, according to my reports, that CSI, Christian Solidarity International, has the potential to release a goal. Like if we get her release secured, she could be one of the 48 that we get released this year. But imagine being a mom who doesn't have access to her almost 10-year-old son. Imagine just being still kept in slavery after your husband and your son have been released. And by the way, she was a Christian, too. She was forced to convert. They want to go back to South Sudan. They want to embrace their Christianity again. But as long as she is in custody of the slave owner, she is not allowed. So how much would it cost? What would the process be? Well, the Christian Solidarity International does what we've been describing over the last number of weeks. They have an underground railroad network. There are people that they've made contact with, who want to have good relationships with the Christians in the South. They know now that the international community is banned all future slave raids, so that can't occur. But these slave trades, the slave owners in the North still have the cattle that need healthy grass and water and so forth in the dry season. So they're inclined to work with people that can help their cattle achieve that. And one of the things that's really precious to those slave owners is the Novitium vaccine. It helps the cattle stay healthy. They don't lose the value of that cattle. And for every shot of Novitium that we can deliver, they will release one slave. So a goal could be released if we were to get Mr. Burrow, the slave owner, the Novitium shot for one of his cattle in this regard. Now, The shot costs about $50, but the rest of the $250 that we are asking you for will supply that slave with a year's worth of grain,
gardening tools, seeds for a coming planting season. It will give them a basic shelter, kind of a tent, canvas type of shelter to live in, and some other necessities that they need. Some towels, some blankets, some bedding, some basic appliances, forks, spoons, and stuff like that. So that's what is all included in the $250, including a female goat, which is a tremendous gift to a freed slave because it gives them a source of dairy, gives them a source of ability to create cheese and other things that help them long term. So for $250 tonight, friend, we could get a goal released if we go to the phone and dial the number 888-342-1010. You don't have to give the full $250 tonight. If you needed to do $50 a month for 5 months, we could do it that way. You could, if you could do more than $250, any multiple of $250 will release that number of slaves. I am so thrilled to report to you that we have, of the 48 slaves that we were aiming for, we have released, we have already secured the freedoms for more than one-third of those. So the which is about 16 people that now have freedom. They will have freedom before Christmas, and that will last the rest of their life. They will be reunited with their families in the south of Sudan. They will know a brand new life. They'll be able to go back to the faith of their choice. They're not going to be forced to stay in Islam if they don't wish it, etc., etc. So for every person that we set free this year, just know that a lifetime of freedom awaits them. And your help with us in that regard is really, truly, truly precious and truly, truly appreciated. So 888-342-1010. You heard last week Heidi McGinnis was with us, and she was talking about a young girl that was forced to circumcise herself under the slave owner's watch. I don't believe in female circumcision to begin with, but to know that she was forced to do it to herself in a form of genital mutilation. These girls and women that we are trying to rescue, they do not deserve what they are receiving. And Christian Solidarity International has been there. They are adamantly fighting for the welfare of these people, and I'm just so grateful that they are allowing us to do something with this platform. One of the reasons I do this at this time of year is I want Radio Night Live, I want this audience, I want us as a group of people to come together and to do something good in honor of the holidays. And so we've got Thanksgiving upon us in the month of November and Christmas upon us in the month of December. I would love to get all of these slaves liberated even before Christmas, if possible. But if it takes all the way to Christmas to do it, would you join us? Would you free one slave tonight? $250 will do it. 888-342-1010. You can also go to Crowdwise and search Google my name, Kevin McCullough, or CSI, Christian Solidarity International. You can join our Crowdwise team. You can also just go to the CSI website and give a gift there as well and find out a lot more about the Sudan Project. But really pumped about this. Thank you to those of you that have already set free nearly 16 people. Let's make that 20 tonight. Let's get four more slaves set free. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I'm Kevin McCullough. Lots of news straight ahead, and Bree Payton in the Ladies' Lounge. So go ahead.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the three times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at Slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and
$347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated. Ready to eat right from the packed bacon or warm and served.
Call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. Call 844-604-2575.
So glad to have you with us. So welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you to the final segment, the first hour of Radio Night Live. Man, did this go quick. Thanks to Ainsley Earhart for joining us, and thanks to those of you that continue to call 888-342-1010, helping us in our getting Sudanese slaves freed this year. So I started the hour out noting that Robert Mueller, this is the big breaking news story, is planning on Monday announcing charges against the people, or at least the first one, that he's going to indict. Now, we don't know who it is. We don't know how strong these charges are. And for all the money that has been spent, because I think he's hired somewhere upwards of 100 prosecutors, you would hope that he's getting something, some bang for the buck. But this is specifically in connection to what he's going to argue is collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. I don't know. Some of you are scratching your head going, wait, we're still talking about that? Yeah, they haven't found anything. No evidence has come out. They haven't publicized any evidence. You know, we know about the dossier. We know about the 17 memos that are in it, 12 of which have been discredited and 5 of which have no proof. So there's you know, a strange – that's what the Mueller investigation is largely based on. Now, yesterday, they leaked to CNN that they have this indictment coming on Monday. And the Daily Caller, which is a conservative website, noted that CNN's reporting on the Trump-Russia dossier has left out a very interesting, crucial fact. The fact that CNN has close ties between their network and the opposition research firm that wrote the dossier, Fusion GPS. CNN's reporting on the dossier, led by Justice Correspondent Evan Perez, has been favorable to Fusion GPS and hyped the dossier's credibility. Now, they're the only media outlet that has hyped this dossier's credibility. Every other independent media firm, even some of the mainstream networks that have looked at the dossier, have said, this stuff's not even provable. But CNN keeps saying, oh, this is such a credible dossier. And Robert Mueller's running with that. So, get this. Mueller is using the dossier that was funded by Clinton and the Democratic Party. They're the ones who paid for it. You follow the money, right? So Mueller's investigating Trump based on a dossier created by the Democrats that were running against him and leaks information damaging to Trump, supposedly, that he's going to make an arrest on Monday to a network that also has strict ties to the group that wrote the dossier. Does anybody think that there's a fix in here? How much more do you have to have?
Glenn Simpson, Fusion has repeatedly been described in Senate testimonies as a smear-for-hire operation. That's in Senate testimony before committees. Fusion's a smear-for-hire. You pay them the money, they go dig up dirt, and then they say whatever they want to about who you want them to say it about. Glenn Simpson, the Fusion co-founder most often associated with the dossier, is used to working on stories with Evan Perez, the lead CNN investigator at it. Reporters at the Wall Street Journal, Perez and Simpson, regularly co-authored stories on national security. Everybody's in bed with everybody. It's really sick. Kevin McCullough, Hour 2 for Radio Night Live, coming next.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800.